Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, one thing, you know, we're at a higher education institution here in Minnesota, and all of the higher education institutions in Minnesota are really grappling with some pretty severe budget issues, especially as we look toward the next biennium. As you know, the state is right now, even in this biennium, facing a budget shortfall of, I think, $1.2 billion.
Yeah. That's the last I heard.
That's what I heard, too. But as we look ahead to the next biennium, it's much more grim, given what they're sort of projecting for collections of tax revenue. And so higher education, of course, in the state of Minnesota, whether it's a MinSCU institution like our institution, that's Minnesota State Colleges and Universities system, or the land-grant institution, the University of Minnesota, they all depend on tax dollars to, you know, kind of make the budget ends meet. Certainly the dollars that have supported higher education across the state of Minnesota, you know, percentage-wise, as it relates to tuition, that's changed over the years. It used to be quite a bit higher percentage of state funding as opposed to tuition funding. But nonetheless, it's still a pretty large portion of these institutional budgets. And they're going to have to really grapple with some tough, tough love coming up.
Yeah. And it's starting to sound like it's the tuition has gotten to the point where they really can't raise it much more. So now comes the cutting. Not that there hasn't been cutting before, but, you know, cutting again. And it's, you know, and they have to start figuring out what's going to go.
Yeah, programs, whole programs are going to have to be cut. And that's the thing that they're really trying to wrestle with, because, you know, one of the balancing acts that any institution has to deal with is, you know, at what point after, you know, a certain number of programs are cut, are we no longer relevant in the marketplace, you know?
Well, yeah, you know, it's, do you cut out a program because someone else is doing that someplace else in the state? You know, you start looking at duplications of services. Should MinSCU start looking at itself as a whole instead of the various campuses competing with each other? I think over the years they've gotten more into the attitude of looking at each other as a whole and seeing, well, this school is doing this, so maybe we should get more into this. But still, it's a difficult position to be, because you have programs that have been going on for years, and they might not be the biggest program. They might not be the program that brings in a lot of money, but they're programs that are valuable to somebody.
Yeah, and serving students, you know, and that's kind of the mission of all these different institutions. One thing's for sure, we are going to see change. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.